can drive over whenever you want.
I'll call Shapiro right away. I'll send a car. I never send directions.
Okay. I think.
A deal was made for more money than Adam had received since immediately after he won the Oscar. It would kick in, however, only after a meeting between him and Jake Leibovitz. The day before Adam and Barbara were due to drive down to their cottage in southwestern France, Adam's brother Derek asked him to come and see him.
What's happening?
Thanks for coming. I can imagine you...
Don't imagine. Leave that to people who need the work. Something's wrong. What? Not with Tom, is it?
Tom?
Tom, for Christ's sake, my son...
No. Tom's fine. We've got this giant new project Nick Adizzi's working on. He's on a big bonus this year.
So?
I shouldn't have called you. I didn't know who else I could talk to.
Fred Demure is my middle name. Amazing how many calls it gets. Talk about what?
Carol.
What, is she back on the scene?
No, not on mine, but... All right, she's, she's living with another woman. Well, you didn't know.
How the hell would I?
Oh, you did. Filthy newspapers. She's a writer she's with. Faye Pope, if you know her. Did a book called Fatso. It was a picture of them holding hands.
I almost wrote it, the movie, there but for the grace of Mike Claude, or Turd, to that effect.
I don't know what to do.
Well, what can you do, and why would you want to? You've got another woman, or three, haven't you?
I'm the biggest fool in London.
Oh, and the richest. Never forget a thing like that at a time like this.
You don't get it, do you? How I feel. Never mind the things she goes around saying.
Excellent plan. Never mind them.
Be honest.
Never ask people to be honest. It only leads to mutual understanding.
I'm responsible, aren't I? For what she's turned into?
I never realized how rich you were before, Derek. You think there's nothing you shouldn't be able to buy and sell.
You're still angry. Because I gave Tom a job.
I'm still grateful. Very.
And that makes you angry. And ashamed. Twice over.
Well, stick to making money. Leave the psychological insights to me.
I turned her into what she is. What you're thinking. Carol. Now she's completely out of control.
You don't have to control what's in your waste paper basket, not once you've chucked it.
I always shred things. She's doing it to me, and you know it, against me.
If she is, she is. And if she isn't, how about she's trying to make her life the far side of Derek Morris? You can't shred people, Derry, not till you're even richer.
You wouldn't talk to her, would you?
If I met her, you mean? Of course I would.
And tell her to mind what she says. Ever. About me.
No, I won't.
I wish I had someone like Barbara.
And for all I know, she wishes she had someone like you. You don't, she doesn't. You'll wish you hadn't said that one day. Possibly today.
I do. I'm sorry.
Don't be a schmuck, as you people say, I believe. Enjoy the new lady or ladies, and to hell with the old one, I should.
I'm thinking of taking her ex onto the board of one of my companies.
Her ex is Derek Morris, or have I missed something?
Oh, the Fatso woman's. Gavin Pope. Late starter, but he's quite a hotshot lawyer these days. Chancery Division.
Gavin?
300 an hour, man. Good move, don't you think? Of mine?
Mate in three, no getting out of it. Which, being a humble wage slave, I must. Why aren't I on any of your bloody boards?
You're never here. And you'd hate it.
Adam was glad to be out of England. Going south was always a liberation. France was a narcotic that returned him from paranoid vanity to being an unmarked man. By the time they arrived at their cottage and found undamaged blossom on the trees and the telephone in working order, he was ready to believe that the last thing he wanted was to hear from Jake Leibovitz. But he didn't go far from the house until he did.
Car's here.
Off you jolly well go, then. Are you taking a toothbrush?
Yeah, I'll be home tonight. I know, Moses said the same thing when he went up the mountain, according to texts recently discovered under some tank tracks in the Sinai Desert. Why is it all such a farce?
Be grateful it isn't a tragedy. Isn't that what the girl said in the novel everyone's talking about?
See you tonight.
Although not blindfolded,